I won't go back. Yeah, this is home.
That's Switchfoot, This Is Home from Prince Caspian. You remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, that like really strikes a chord within me. A good one. A good one. Well, happy Tuesday to you. It's 7:19. You're hanging out with Liam and Kaylin.
Yes, good morning. Weather-wise today, seeing showers and thunderstorms, high of 81. Tonight, thunderstorms turning to mostly clear skies, low of 64. Your winning Wednesday, sunny with possible evening showers, high of 81. Right now, 69 degrees here in Mannheim.
This morning, we're welcoming back our very special guest. His name is Aaron Keller. He's the overseer of the Knights of the Kingdom. Aaron, good morning once again.
Good morning.
It's been so great to have you here. For those who don't know about your ministry, tell us a little bit about the Knights of the Kingdom.
Sure. Yeah, briefly, we're a Christian nonprofit organization, and we serve other gospel-centered ministries. And what we try to do is get a sense of their needs for their ministries and then build a skilled team around that need. And we can do special projects with skilled labor, but also we want to expand that to, you know, even administrative help, maybe web design, graphic design, that kind of stuff, to really incorporate the whole body of Christ into serving.
I love it. And I love the name. Where did the name come from?
Yeah, so that's I'm a history guy. I appreciate all forms of history. But when you look at specifically medieval history and specifically the monastic orders of knights, these weren't guys who were just swinging swords. These were guys who were skilled in theology. They were skilled in the arts of healing people, in administrative, you know, highly educated, highly skilled. And so when they showed up into a situation, battlefield or not, they brought a ton of skills, gifts, and abilities to the fight. And so we want to be that. Anybody should want to be that for the kingdom of God, yeah. Right? And so when we show up, we want it to make a difference. And by building the right team with the right skills, we can do that. And I said this earlier, but anybody can do that. Anybody can be a part of that.
Yeah.
We all know people who are dedicated Christ followers. And so you don't need an organization like ours to achieve this. We just need to be intentional about how we serve. And
sure.
So that's where the name came from.
I love that. I didn't know any of that, but I love your emphasis on intentionality. That's really neat. For those who weren't able to hear it, you've kind of painted this picture of what your ministry does through this fictional character called Bob the Electrician. Can you share a little bit of that illustration?
Sure. Yeah, so I always thought, you know, what about Bob the Electrician, not the movie? And you know, imagine a middle-aged man sitting in a church, and this could equally work for a lady, but the idea would be Bob is interested to serve, and he's interested to serve in maybe a dynamic way. And his church comes up with their annual missions trip, and they're going down to Nicaragua with a teen, or, you know, with the youth group to paint a fence. And Bob says, "Boy, I'd like to do something like that. I don't think that's the thing."
Right.
But if somebody came to Bob and said, "Bob, we're going down to Nicaragua. We need an electrician. We're going to rewire this church. And once this church is rewired, it's going to expand the ministry of this church, and it's going to have, you know, exponential effects on the community." You know, Bob's going to jump out of his seat, right? Mm-hmm. He's going to get excited. He's going to get involved. And so we want to do that for people as well on the local, regional, and international levels.
I absolutely love that. Do you have any good stories of how God is working through the Knights of the Kingdom?
Yeah, I think a really impactful one. We were in, board member and I were in India this past January. We were working with one of our international partners, and they have pastors and church planters in central India. And we had done a lot of interviews with folks who were, some were recently persecuted, were actually displaced from their homes while we were there. And so they face, which, you know, just a call for the Indian church, just pray for our persecuted brothers and sisters around the world. You know, that's all over the world. Indian church is getting beat up pretty bad these days. But what was so neat was to interview this young couple, and the husband was a pastor. Before he became a pastor, he was training to be a Hindu priest. And so he was very involved in Hinduism. And in that part of India, there, it's not just Hinduism, it's also local animistic beliefs. And so, you know, he was very well versed in that. And yet he had a radical encounter with Jesus Christ.
Wow.
And he became a Christian. Now that cost him a lot. It cost him his family. It cost him his home, his community. He was ostracized. Sitting next to him was his wife. His wife was a medium. People would pay her to commune with spirits. And so also deeply involved in, you know, this animistic belief system. But again, they both encountered the risen Lord. And here they sat, But what was especially beautiful about doing that interview and hearing their testimony was just off camera was this guy's father sitting there listening, because he had seen the transformation that took place in his son's life. And he said, there's something different here. I want what he has. And so it's beautiful to see that generational impact can, it often, most often goes downstream, but sometimes it goes back upstream impacts, you know, the previous generation. And so we just got to see all kinds of beautiful examples there. That was a real treat. And we want to share more of those stories. It's also a sensitive thing to share some of those stories. But God's been gracious to show us how he's working in every corner of the kingdom around the world. And I think it's easy. I get caught up in this a lot. It's easy to focus on the negative and say, man, you know, this church, this pastor over here, this church over here, what's this, what's that? And yet we don't always get to see what God's doing. And he's still sovereign. And he cares about the tiniest corner of the kingdom.
Yeah.
And he's doing something amazing there. So I think if we take more time to look around, I'm blessed to be able to share stories like that. So it's been awesome.
That is really cool. And you have this unique perspective, kind of seeing the first domino fall everywhere you go. And I love that you get to hear stories afterwards of the impact that has. If folks want to get more information about what you guys do, how to get involved, is there a good website that they can visit?
Sure. The website is theknightsofthekingdom.org, which is long, but makes sense. That's Knights with a K. So theknightsofthekingdom.org.
Theknightsofthekingdom.org. And you have an event coming up. It sounded really cool off air. Share with our listeners about what that looks like.
Sure. Yeah. On September 25th, which is a Friday evening, we're doing what's called the Night Ruck, also spelled with a K, up at Governor Dick. And so Governor Dick Park, for those of you who aren't from this area, is a park in southern Lebanon County. It borders Lancaster County, but Mount Gretna area. It's about 1,100 acres of just pristine hiking trails, and it's famous for its tower. There's a big observation tower at the top of it. But we've partnered with them to do this fundraiser for both nonprofits. But it's just a great family event. You know, I have all my kids coming out, ages 7, 6, and 4. So it's nothing super crazy, but it's at night, which the park's usually closed after dark, and so they open it to us. You know, get a headlamp, get a rucksack. You don't even have to use a rucksack. I know not everyone's interested in hiking with weight on their back. You know, most people shouldn't be, but it's just a neat event. And we just, you know, we have a bunch of food and fellowship, and it's a good family event. And you can be competitive about it too. There's some guys that are just going crazy out there, which, you know, more power to them. But you can go to our website. You can go to the events page and find out more about that event. But it's coming up September 25th.
I love it. A great opportunity to see the body of Christ at work in our own backyard. You can get more information on that and the many ways that you can get involved at theknightsofthekingdom.org. That's the Knights with a K of thekingdom.org. Aaron, thank you so much for coming in. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. Have a great rest of your day. We are diving right back into the music with For King and Country. Presale for their Christmas concert goes on sale at 10 this morning. We're celebrating with What Are We Waiting For here on WJTL.